Hello, you are listening to English Waves. It's time to review the life of a great civil engineer and architect who was behind the creation of France's most famous freestanding structure and New York's Statue of Liberty. He is, of course, Gustave Eiffel. He was born Alexandre Gustave Bunnickhausen in the French city of Dijon on the 15th of December, 1832. The family surname Eiffel was adopted a nod to the Eiffel Mountains near where they came from. They always went by the name Eiffel, but Gustave's surname was only formally changed from Bunnickhausen in 1880. Eiffel knew very early on what he wanted to do with his life, so he studied at the École Centrale in Paris. Having graduated in 1855, Eiffel specialized in metal construction, most notably bridges, and worked on several over the next few decades. One of Eiffel's early projects came about in 1858, when he oversaw the building of an iron bridge in Bordeaux. By 1866, Eiffel had set up his own company, and by the time he designed the arch, the Gallery of Machines, for the Paris exhibition in 1867, his reputation was solid. His works include the 525-foot steel-arched Pont Maria Pia Bridge in Oporto and the renowned 540-foot Viaduc de Garabit in France. Suspended 400 feet above the surface of the water, it was the highest bridge in the world for years after its construction. However, Eiffel moved away from bridges, and that's when he created his famous structures. In 1879, when the Statue of Liberty's initial internal engineer, Eugène Viollet-le-Duc, unexpectedly died, Eiffel was hired to replace him on the project. Eiffel and his team built the statue from the ground up and then completely dismantled it for its journey to New York Harbor. Eiffel is most famous for what would become known as the Tour Eiffel or the Eiffel Tower. Work on the tower started in 1887 for the 1889 Universal Exposition in Paris. The tower is composed of 12,000 different components and is designed and assembled to handle wind pressure. It is also a marvel in material economy. If it were melted down, the tower's metal would only fill up its base about 2.5 inches deep. People were awed that Eiffel could build the world's tallest structure at 984 feet in just 2 years. However, they were torn by the tower's unique design. The majority derided it as hideously modern and useless. Despite the tower's draw as a tourist attraction, it was only years later when critics and Parisians began to view it as a work of art. The tower also piqued Eiffel's interest in aerodynamics, and he used the tower for several experiments. He built the first aerodynamic laboratory at its base before moving it to the outskirts of Paris. The lab included a wind tunnel, and Eiffel's work there influenced some of the first aviators, including the famous Wright brothers. Eiffel went on to write several books on aerodynamics, most notably Resistance of the Air and Aviation, first published in 1907. He turned his interest to meteorology in his final years, until his death on the 27th of December, 1923. Stay tuned to English Waves.